The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition, a happier, happy hour. Yahoo, Dom, the weekend's upon us.
Woohoo! Happy, happy, happy hour, Crudy.
Well, not us yet. We got one more hour. And you can be a part of this hour. Have a little fun on your way home to the fish fry. The snow ain't that bad. Did you get snowmageddon down in Milwaukee?
We did. We got a lot of snow. Pretty slushy, though. Not a big deal.
It was completely, like 2.5, 3 inches. Middleton, where I was. I mean, it was barely worth scraping off the sidewalks.
We had much more than that.
My son had no school today. They called off school.
Yeah.
Well, 2.5 inches of snow. Is that it? Well, Dom, you know, it makes me wonder. And here's something else I wondered. You can be a part. 844-967-2789. Has anyone ever been taken off my enemies list? You know, as a talk show host. Been doing this like 12 years. Scott Walker, definitely the wanker forever, right? I mean, once you get on my enemies list, as a talk show host, I can't remember anyone that's ever come back from that precipice, from that pit, that San Andreas fault of being on the wrong side.
You're very good at holding grudges, Curdy. I got to give you that. You got a great memory.
And I got a lot of problems with you people. Yeah. And now you're going to hear about it. Dom, the problem I want to bring to your attention, the grievance of the moment. Right Wing Talk Radio in the great state of Wisconsin, they have zero character. They will change their opinion on a dime, and they've all sold their souls. Not for rock and roll, but to the devil, to Donald Trump. You remember in this great state when they were all never Trumpers. You remember that? Back in 16, they were all never Trumpers. Well, the Guardian took note, Dom. The Guardian, in international piece, these talk show hosts once called Trump a bully and an idiot. Now they're his biggest defenders.
So were they wrong then, or are they wrong now?
Can it be both? Conservative talk radio host in Wisconsin tried to stop Trump at 16. Now they're embracing the former president. It was March 2016. Wisconsin Republicans primary was just days away, and the GOP establishment was making a desperate last attempt to block Donald Trump from the Republican nomination. Vicky McKenna, Dom's girl, a popular, it says, Wisconsin-based conservative talk show host, just spent 25 minutes grilling Trump on policy when she turned to Trump's decision to mock the physical appearance of Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi. So no more wife bashing, she asked. When Trump tried to excuse the attack, she wouldn't let it go. How about this? How about wives and kids off limits? Trump began to push back again, then decided better. Best of luck to you, Vicky. Best of luck. And then you heard a click. Trump hung up on Vicky McKenna on live radio. Once upon a time, she was such a tough griller of him, right? He just hung up on me, McKenna said after a long pause. That's okay. He gave me 25 minutes. That was fun. Charlie Sykes, who was then the state's biggest conservative radio star in Milwaukee's WTMJ, told Trump in another contentious interview that he was like a 12-year-old bully on the playground. Dan O'Donnell.
Your buddy.
Oh, Dan. An up-and-coming host at the Milwaukee station, WISN, piled on, posting on Twitter that Sykes was making Trump sound foolish on pretty much every answer. My goodness, does he sound like a blithering idiot? His colleague, Mark Belling, joined the on-air crusade, calling Trump the biggest wussy of all time. The coalition of Wisconsin conservative radio hosts collectively held Trump's feet to the fire, helping deal him his final major blow of the 2016 primary season. Right down here in the state of Wisconsin, Ted Cruz, of all the god-awful directions to take it, these right-wing talk radio hosts went all in for Ted Cruz because Scott Walker had failed in 71 days. He was out by September. He didn't make it to Iowa. And then there was little Marco Rubio. And it's very ironic to me that Marco Rubio is now being bantered as a VP candidate, bringing yawns for most of the MAGA base, because who the hell wants Marco Rubio? Certainly not the MAGA, and he's a Florida senator. All you do is you make the Senate seat vulnerable. You don't accomplish any goals. But anyways.
Well, depends on what your goal may be. Marco Rubio, I believe, was part of that Senate Intelligence Committee commission who talked about the issues of Paul Manafort and the Russian exposure to the campaign, that bipartisan Senate deal. Marco Rubio signed that. Marco Rubio said Paul Manafort, and therefore his connection with Trump, was a national security risk. So maybe by bringing that guy into the fold, some of that goes away.
Well, someone's floating that balloon in Trump world, the Marco Rubio balloon. But, you know, just remember he called him Little Marco. Seems mean to belittle someone for being little. But anyways, the coalition of Wisconsin conservative radio hosts collectively held Trump's feet to the fire, helping deal him his final major loss of the 2016 primary, 13 points to Ted Cruz. God, Cruz is the worst. All of us were anti-Trump, said Sykes. Everybody. That's all gone. Sykes left his radio show, abandoning Wisconsin airwaves for more moderate national outlets. You know, paid contributor on MSNBC and all them. His former colleagues, meanwhile, have come around to embracing the former president and platforming MAGA leaders in Wisconsin, including figures on the right-wing fringes of the movement. Some have gone even further. I think he's talking about, well, they're all like this, Tom.
At this point, right. Doesn't matter which one you're talking about.
Some have gone even further, amplifying accusations of voter fraud in Wisconsin in the wake of the 2020 election and doubling down in recent years. That's all of them too, Dom.
This is from theguardian.com. Curdy, I'll pick it up. With the 2024 election quickly approaching, Wisconsin stars of right-wing talk radio have continued to raise doubts about elections administration in the state, while painting the criminal cases Trump faces for attempting to overturn his loss 4 years ago as unwarranted and undemocratic. Ironic there. In November of 2020, weeks after the Wisconsin election was called for Joe Biden, and 4 years after her aggressive interview with Trump, McKenna attended a Stop the Steal rally in suburban Milwaukee. "You all should have been there," she wrote on Twitter afterwards. Easily a couple thousand, a mega protest in Tosa. That's Wauwatosa for all you folks not in Wisconsin. Hashtag Proud Boys held the perimeter.
Those are Proud Boys for those of you unfamiliar. Stand right. Back and stand by, says Vicky.
In a selfie accompanying the post, McKenna grinned next to the former Milwaukee County Sheriff David E. Clark Jr., a right-wing mini-celebrity and Trump ally who has promoted anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and advocated vigilante violence against his political opponents, among them Black Lives Matter protesters and social media companies.
Dom, I always saw you as our mini-celebrity.
Thanks, Grady.
You're like Little Kiss.
You're the big celebrity. Clark also, again, this is former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., he also guest hosted WISN's Mark Belling Show, inviting Enrique Tarrio, the Proud Boys leader, to take over the airwaves 2 weeks after the 2020 presidential election. Tarrio was sentenced 3 years later to 22 years in prison on terrorism charges for his role in spurring the January 6th Capitol riot. In response to a question about Clark's role as a guest host, Belling wrote, "Our station policy is to allow the guest host to choose their content. I have zero involvement or knowledge of what they talk about as they report to station management. Not me." McKenna did not respond to requests for comments. O'Donnell initially agreed to an interview, but did not answer a call or subsequent requests to schedule one.
Very, very courageous, Dan.
O'Donnell has often threaded a tricky rhetorical needle, distancing himself from Trump's brazen and false claims that the 2020 election was stolen, nonetheless sharing anecdotal and unsourced claims of voter fraud and presenting the Trump campaign's legal theories credulously and without context. Shortly before January 6th, O'Donnell described a last-ditch lawsuit from GOP attorneys general. Weren't they funding some of this stuff as well, if I recall?
The Republican the GOP, Attorney General's Association, yes, the RAGA.
To delay the election certification as a long shot before calling for an even more aggressive solution. Here's what O'Donnell said. "The only equitable remedy is to rerun the elections." During testimony to Wisconsin's GOP-controlled state Senate assembly shortly after the election, Curry, you and I were in the room, or at least in the building. O'Donnell insisted the hearing most certainly is not about overturning the election results, then went on to recount case after case of alleged voter fraud that occurred in nursing homes during the presidential election, citing the anonymous accounts of relatives of nursing home residents. The idea that voting fraud was rampant in nursing homes has ever since been a centerpiece in conspiracy theories about the 2020 election in Wisconsin, despite subsequent investigations yielding no evidence of a plot.
Dan O'Donnell, what was Dan's? We got to rerun the election, Dom.
Rerun the election. Got to rerun it. Got to rerun it.
So they've all turned to Trump and embraced him. They're all on Team Trump now. How does that work? I've never once changed my spots or my stripes or my character.
You can change your mind on a candidate. Certainly you can, right? If you roll through all the GOP nominees, sooner or later, you're going to vote for the one, I guess. But to embrace the theory, the lie, oh, we had this terrible election here in Wisconsin. No, we didn't. That's false. We had recounts, well investigated, the government investigated. That did not happen. And here they are saying that over and over and over again. It's not just that they back Trump. They also about the lies.
We'll come back. The Guardian piece about conservative right-wing talk radio and perhaps the solution. It's the devil's advocates.
You're welcome.
The devil's advocates, because freedom.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Beat patient calls. We will get to you. And you can join the queue at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the Guardian has taken note of the fact that the conservative right-wing talk radio host in the state of Wisconsin have, you know, basically no character, no souls. Or at least they're willing to sell them to Donald Trump. Once upon a time, they all were never Trumpers. And now they're Trump lovers. They've all drank the Kool-Aid. They're all in the cult. And I listen, Dom, and it's a little embarrassing because, especially you, Dan O'Donnell, you know better. You know better. But here is what The Guardian writes. In a 2020 opinion column, Mark Belling echoed the false claims of the far-right groups who had focused their sights on the state's bipartisan elections commission. Here's what Belling wrote. "The Wisconsin Elections Commission is a tool of the Democratic Party. The commission facilitated mail-in ballots fiasco that magically found 250,000 more Biden votes than Hillary Clinton received in 2016. Yeah, because people had seen 4 years of Trump. A lot of people voted. Joe Biden got 81 million votes, Belling. But anyways. Now, the Kenneth Cheeseboro and Jim Troupas, two conservative attorneys who helped formulate the Trump team's attempt to overturn the election results with fake electors, saw Wisconsin's far right-wing talk radio host as key allies in spreading their bogus theories. Emails and texts released in March court settlement show. McKenna, Dom's girl, she needed no convincing.
No, she did not.
My friend Jim Troupas, friend of the show, frequent guest on this program, is the lawyer in charge of the Trump recount, said McKenna on 18th November. He's going to be joining me very shortly to talk about the strategy. Now, during their conversation, Troupas laid out his theory that thousands, maybe tens of thousands of votes had been cast illegally. A recount would begin soon, and Troupas promised that every challenge you can imagine is on the table. Now, McKenna responded that any challenges to the election results would probably be heard in court, and mused that judges hearing the case might not be willing to do anything courageous. Dom, as another aside here, I'd point out, on the other side of Jim Troupas and the challenging of nearly every recount ballot, was Maggie Dawn.
Yeah.
Corporation counsel for Milwaukee County at the time. Now she is the greatest lead-in ever to the Devil's Advocates. Maggie Dawn, Civic Media's own. She was on the other end defending democracy, quietly creating a process that allowed for the efficient dispatching of all the ballot challenges of Jim Troupas. Because they wanted to stop things. They wanted to make sure they didn't hit the prerequisite deadlines. They didn't want to count any of the ballots. And why did this not become a problem? Why do we have democracy still here in the United States and in Wisconsin? In no small part, our girl Maggie Dawn. Yeah. So give her a listen.
Well done, Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie.
Yeah, absolutely.
She is my shero. As of January 6th, the date when Congress would certify Biden's 2020 win approached, geez, bro, floated a series of legal theories to justify overturning the 2020 election results, including suggesting the state legislature could ignore the popular vote in Wisconsin and send their own pro-Trump electors. Then Cheesebro, in a November 19th email, wrote this: would only be viable if by early December there was a palpable sense among the conservatives that there was a concerted effort by Democrats to steal this election in multiple states, and that the Wisconsin vote and vote counting were so egregiously manipulated and opaquely handled that it would be unacceptable to credit the electoral votes that emerge out of the corrupted sausage factory. Eventually, a separate plan emerged. What they call it, the Green Bay Sweep, Dom. Republicans from the swing states that Biden won would submit alternative electors for Trump and Mike Pence. They turned to right-wing radio hosts in Wisconsin, as well as some activists, to communicate their theories to listeners across the state, name-checking hosts like Dan O'Donnell, Mark Belling, and Vicky McKenna. In a December 1st text message, Cheesebro advised Troupas to send documents to their allies in the state. I know you're super close to her, but just a reminder to have someone get copies to Vicky McKenna, wrote Cheesebro, before suggesting that they also share them with other conservative activists and talk show hosts, including Belling, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., Dan O'Donnell.
Cody, as the 2024 election has drawn nearer, these same hosts have boosted Trump and continue to push the idea that the political system is rigged against him. Belling declared in a June 2023 column that Trump would be serving a second term right now if it were not for the lies and corruption of a government establishment, Democrat Party, and media tech establishment. Jay Stone, a hypnotherapist who rose to prominence in Wisconsin as an election-denying activist, who insisted
that... not famous for being a hypnotherapist?
Right. With fraud, spoke on McKenna's show on November 15th, 23 to advertise his legal efforts to change election administration in the state. Jay Stone is standing by, said McKenna, introducing Stone to her listeners. He's the president of hot government. I believe that means honest, open, and transparent. A citizen watchdog, election watchdog organization that has been on its own investigating Wisconsin election irregularities. As Stone, who assisted the former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice
Corrupted.
Michael Gableman's discredited hunt for fraud in Wisconsin, touted his lawsuits targeting absentee voting in Wisconsin, McKenna encouraged him. These are irregularities that we're talking about. Over the past year, the talk show hosts have also rallied to recast Trump's multiple criminal indictments as a Democratic conspiracy. Yeah, and I understand what all of this is, said O'Donnell on his show in early March. It's lawfare. It is manufactured charges. I could make a compelling case. I could write 5,000 words about how none of the criminal cases against Donald Trump actually constitute crimes, not a single one of them.
Good to see Dan still out there preaching, right? Preaching the lies of Trump, Mr. Never Trumper Dan O'Donnell.
Unlike in much of the U.S., where conservative talk radio is dominated by nationally syndicated hosts, in Wisconsin, it's a hometown phenomenon. Sykes rose to prominence in the 1990s on WTMJ, and Belling Star rose during the same years on WISN. Other stations in the state have since adopted the conservative talk model that was so successful there. By the early 2000s, conservative politicians understood the power of talk radio in Wisconsin and invested hours on shows promoting their campaigns and policies. Their investments paid off, Grudy. They helped elect Scott Walker as governor in 2010 and were his fiercest defenders in the media when he rammed through the bill that gutted the public sector unions. Sykes' relentless support for the conservative businessman Ron Johnson the same year helped propel him to the front of a Republican PAC in 2010, helping Johnson win an upset Senate victory and positioning him to become one of Trump's loudest and most conspiracy-minded supporters. 2016 talk shows that once provided a megaphone for libertarian ideology have become more radical, propelling listeners further to the right.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll tell you how the story ends, although the final chapter perhaps be written this fall. More Devil's Advocates. It's a Friday happy hour, rolling through it with your phone calls, your grievances, if you will. I got a big problem with these right-wing talk radio hosts. No souls, no character. You never take someone off the enemy's list. At least that's my attitude. 844-967-2789. Be nice to Rich or you'll be on the enemy's list, like CJ.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Badger pregame show, as I like to think of it. Badger's tipping off at 8:40. I encourage you to listen on WRJN, those of you in the Milwaukee media market. And what you don't need to be doing is listening to the Righty Whitey Talk Radio. And we've got an article at The Guardian. We'll bring it to a close here, and we'll get to your calls in just a moment at 844-967-2789. But effectively, The Guardian and the journalism here is pointing out that these very same right-wing talk radio hosts that put Donald Trump at the top of their enemies list have completely drank the Kool-Aid and embraced this guy. And in fact, are more than willing to defend all his legal transgressions, more than willing to support any rabid conspiracy theory. And here's what The Guardian also says. In a 2023 report, researchers from the University of Wisconsin School of Journalism found that the Republican voters in Wisconsin, who are siloed in partisan news bubbles, air quotes, in which talk radio plays a prominent role, so the righty-whitey talk radio listeners in the state of Wisconsin were more likely to accept anti-democratic views and conspiracy theories. That's a shocker, including the QAnon conspiracy theory. But Dom, it says here, the radio landscape in Wisconsin could be shifting. In 2022, the tech entrepreneur and Democratic Party donor Sage Weil introduced Civic Media, a left-leaning Wisconsin-based radio network, which he envisioned as a counterpoint to right-wing voices that dominate the air. The popular Milwaukee-based radio show WTMJ, it says, it means station, has shifted away from conservative talk radio to adding a lineup of shows featuring voices from Civic Media. Well, that's a little bit of a misnomer, but Pam Yonke, the farm babe, does play out both on Civic Media and also on WTMJ. And I think one of our former hosts went over there. Good luck with that. There's some evidence that they're picking up traction, says Michael Wagner, especially between 3 and 6 in the afternoon, says Crudy. Wagner is a professor of journalism and mass communications at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They're not nearly as popular as conservative talk radio, except between 3 and 6 p.m. in the afternoon, says Crudy. But if you can persuade 5,000 Wisconsinites to change their vote in a presidential election, you could literally decide who the president's going to be for the whole country. I agree, sir. I think it's very important. Not only do we have to turn out the blue team, we have to persuade the persuadables. With Trump, now the presumptive Republican nominee for the 2024 election, Wisconsin's conservative talk radio host have a chance again to affect the former president's odds in the state. This time, though, they'll be with him. Oh, they'll be with him.
Are you with me?
I don't want to join a cult. But Dan O'Donnell and your girl, Vicky, and of course, you know, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., who's sort of a fill-in. And
don't forget Belling.
And Belling, you know, the king of the afternoons on WYSN. Well, all of them, Dom, are more than willing to lie for fun and profit and ratings, because this is what their people want to hear. When they told people that Joe Biden had won the election, their ratings plummeted on right-wing talk radio in Milwaukee. And this is one of the most powerful right-wing talk radio markets in America. Righty-whitey talk radio, as I call it, number one in the marketplace. Used to be number one and number two. The other station, apparently our inferior competitors, they've watered down their version of their former conservative. And they also pulled themselves out of the ratings, Tom. Indeed.
This is not new activity, Curtie, and I don't have the quote in front of me from the Guardian piece, but we posted it up on the Facebook page, The Devil's Advocates. Go check it out, like the page, read it. We talk about this quite a bit because we've been living through it for the last 12 or 13 years. It's not the first time that those white right-wing talk radio hosts have been, you know, fed something to distribute. I believe during what, the Kloppenberg,
Prosser, when the initial Wisconsin vote counts came in favoring Kloppenberg,
right. Yes.
Scott Jensen was quoted as saying, we've got to go rally the troops on right-wing talk radio. And Vicky McKenna was more than willing to seek any vague conspiratorial incident to accentuate on her program, Dom. And then, of course, you know, the Kathy Nicholas found the 10,000 votes from Brookfield, apparently. But I didn't hear, you know, the entire left-wing universe saying, burn it down. You stole it. Kloppenberg, I didn't hear her out there on the stump saying it was rigged.
No, not at all. Because it was righteous. But I want to reread this one paragraph here.
I don't know about righteous, but it was the real math. But please continue.
Cheeseborough wrote in his November 19 email that this plan, right, to overturn the election would only be viable if in early December there was a palpable sense among conservatives that there was a concerted effort by Democrats to steal the election in multiple states, and that Wisconsin vote and vote counting was so egregiously manipulated and opaquely handled, it would be unacceptable to credit the electoral votes that emerged out of this complete corrupted sausage factory. That's Cheeseborough feeding Vicky McKenna, Dan O'Donnell, all these right-wing folks. Hey, the only way this whole plan's going to work, we got a shot at this plan at all, is for you guys to feed this misinformation to your listeners.
Well,
you need to tell them. You need to let them know that the vote counting was manipulated and it's corrupted. You need to tell them, Vicky McKenna, Dan O'Donnell. You need to tell them that. This is Troopa's advice to them. And much like the Kloppenberg case, when she was ready to hand out, hey, voting irregularities, here we go again. They're a receptive audience to it. And they don't give a damn whether or not it's accurate or not, because it was going to help their side. And that's the most disturbing part. It's one thing to have a political leaning. Sure, okay, fine. But you're going to what? Engage in a plot with Troopas and Cheeseborough? And eventually people like Ron Johnson and others to take away my vote? Come on, man. That's not acceptable.
Well, that and spend fantasies on the airwaves. And let's not forget, you know, if you're looking for that effort to gin up this public sentiment. Well, I recall being in the Wisconsin State Capitol decorating the Republicans' tree with the red garland and the Devil's Advocate's ball.
Man. You know they stole the garland.
Oh, yes, I do know. That's why they're on my enemies list. I'll never forget. They stole my garland. What's that?
And Santa's naughty list.
Well, you know, being on my enemies list is worse than being on Santa's naughty list. Because I'm going to bring worse than coal. I'm bringing hell.
Worse than waterboarding?
I'm bringing down hell on you. Man, you got me so distracted, I forgot what story I was even telling.
I know, there's so many stories.
Oh, Dan O'Donnell telling the fantasies on behalf of, what, the Troopas and the Cheesebro, and of course of their own volition, but Dan O'Donnell giving testimony in a locked capital during a pandemic. He was the only invited person to give testimony, and we talked earlier about Janelle Branchon. Apparently, her local DA, too involved, too conflicted with the Republican Party to bring charges, felonious charges, being recommended by the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Ethics,
my bad. But Janelle Branchon, she was the Assembly Elections Committee chairperson. She had the gavel. She had the hearing. And Dan was the only invited guest. And the stories he would tell, unattributable, you know, because he had to protect his sources. But he's got these anonymous sources who tell them, Grandpa got boonswoggled into voting for Joe Biden. Well, unless someone is specifically by a judge incapacitated, you know, ruled that they're unable to understand the election process, you might say, you know, my dad would never vote for Biden. But that's his choice. Mm-hmm. And the stories that Dan spun at the Wisconsin Capitol that day, you know, kept me entertained a bit. Good fiction always does. But more than willing to tell those stories on his own show, of course. And, you know, Belling's the king of the afternoons. But Dan O'Donnell is the prince of the mornings. He's got big ratings. Telling lies for fun, profit, and ratings, Dom.
Yeah, we're doing it wrong.
We are.
Right, we're doing the truth, it right. We're doing it right.
I can sleep at night. Absolutely, you know, a clean conscience makes a soft pillow. I don't know what Dan sleeps on. Maybe Xanax.
844-967-2789. Mark from the sack, you're up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And it's interesting that the more we find out, the more we find out about who was involved in the whole fake electors thing, how far back the planning went. And, you know, Ron Johnson was part of the troop that birthed the fake electors thing, it sounds like. I mean, not only was
Well, the troop is, I would remind you and the audience, Mark, but Troopas and Cheesebro's document dump 2 weeks ago on a Friday, I believe, exposed us to what they assert, which was that Ron Johnson had been fully briefed in on the fake electors plot more than a month before it was executed. And he became then the willing, call him a patsy or call him a co-conspirator. But Mark, he became willing to deliver the fake electors to the vice president. But he knew what the plan was a month earlier, according to these emails.
And that's what I've been saying all along. And I suppose that was probably what had happened, because I have posited here on these airwaves and others that, you know, that this was born, you know, Trump's fake, the whole plot to overthrow our government was planned well in advance of the 2020 election. I mean, these guys had all the stuff laid out, what they were plotting to do. And they're no better than the Nazis when the Nazis overthrew the German government and got Hitler in there, because, but for the grace of God, we were able to get Joe Biden installed in office. But because these guys are just, I don't know, just so angry that I'm not a violent person generally.
Well, let's end it at that then. Before you get yourself in trouble on the airwaves here on Friday, Mark.
The call, man. I would say something. Joe Biden was elected, not installed. If
so was Hitler. Hitler was elected.
The coup attempt was successful. Donald Trump would have been installed. So, but thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Sorry to interrupt, Dom. Did you hear there's a devil comet coming? Do you know there is a devil comet? I think it's named after us.
Yeah. Oh, the comment. The devil's calling? Who's that?
Well, you can comment on the greatest radio show ever on the text line, but the comet, every 71 years, it's like Halley's. It's like Mark Twain, man. Do you know Mark Twain was born with Halley's Comet in the sky, and he died with Halley's Comet in the sky.
No, no kidding. I didn't know that.
My understanding. Samuel Clemens, uh-huh. Mark Twain, just a stage name. Like Dominic's just your OnlyFans name.
Yes, yes. Please donate. Come check it out. Tonight will be wild.
It's not donation. You work for that money. You earn that money. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak one in. Wisco Paul. Happy Friday, Paul. You got a grievance?
Hey, Paulie.
Yeah, I would have a grievance against good old Scott Hall, a man that destroyed the roads. Yeah, the man that destroyed the roads in the state of Wisconsin, and we'll be paying for it for the next 10 years. He's the reason you don't have legalized weed. You lost the Medicaid money. The list goes on and on. Not only all the legal fees, and the right-wing talkers supported this man for, I don't know, 8-9 years. And as long as I want to rant about good old Scott Hall, where is he now, Crudy and Dom? Is he even in the state?
He's got a lake house in Pewaukee, and then he spends a lot of time at the Reagan Ranch wishing he was Ronald Reagan.
Oh, that's too funny. I thought he was out of state. Didn't he have some job trying to...
Yeah, young Adolf's Foundation or something, Wisco?
Young America's. Young America's
Foundation. Damn it, I always get that wrong.
I always get that one wrong. And the Young America's Foundation, I believe, are the management. They take care of the Ronald Reagan house, estate. So that's why he's out there eating his jelly beans and wearing his Ronald Reagan shirt.
And
who,
railing
if we're alive today, would be a rhino and ostracized from the Republican mega party.
And Scott Walker rails against the indoctrination of the youth. You know, teaching them math and science and stuff. He doesn't believe in those things. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. We believe in you when you call us. 844-96-PARTY. Dial now.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day, of the week. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around, Busted Pencils coming up next.
You know, Dom, I distracted myself. I had a nice letter someone sent me. People are sending us written correspondence. It's like old school. I love it. Sent to the Devil's Advocates. Here's an idea. How about using the billions in budget surplus to fund solar panels on all the state's buildings where practical, also provide funds for local governments to do the same. Let me make sure I acknowledge this fine sender, James from Oshkosh. James, A, thanks for listening. B, thanks for the contribution towards the bar tip. James also sent a nice little check along.
Oh, right on. Thank you,
I love our audience, Dom. And James, I know you've got a lot of great ideas here. I can't share them all on the radio, but I will say I was listening to Foxy News. I think I mentioned that. And they were railing against a proposition by Bernie Sanders and AOC. They were out there, these two progressive champions, lions and lioness, making propositions that, you know, when we invest in, I forget if it was schools or just basically, you know, when the U.S. government is building buildings, why don't we put solar panels on them? Why don't we make them energy efficient? And all was the right losing their mind on this idea. And I found myself sitting there in real time saying, but as Fox News is crapping on it, I find myself embracing this idea. I mean, I think it's very logical. If there's going to be an expenditure and you know that you're going to have a massive generation of power required, you know, to heat a building, right, cool a building, yep, whatever the case may be, provide electric for all the students or whatever at the school, well, why not use energy efficiencies and solar energy and things of that nature? And
of
in
course.
Fact, why not make that a priority for the United States? Hell, I hear, Dom, we got some global climate change going on. We've had no snow all winter, and then we got like 2.5 inches, and it's Snowmageddon.
been a lot more than that in Milwaukee. Of course, it makes a lot of sense. It's an investment like anything else. I mean, why not build it with crappy wood? Instead, you want to save money. There's all sorts of ways to do it. But if you're going to have something a long-term,
I'm going to build my house out of straw.
And invest the money into it, budget or deficit or surplus or not. I mean, if that's what we're doing, we're going to put the investment into the building. You put windows on the building, make them energy efficient. You put a roof on the building, make it energy efficient. I mean, why not take the extra step? You're going to amortize.
You socialist libtard. How dare you make those proposals?
Well, hey, you know, yeah, well, they sure like the roads and the sewers, don't they? You're going to amortize the cost over the life of the building, and you're going to generate energy. And if you do it right, you can generate a lot of energy, sell it back to the grid, you know, but I digress. Crudy, I got to throw this one out there. I'm not sure. I know how I feel about it. NBC hired former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel.
I can tell you how to feel. Feel like that was a terrible decision made by NBC. Another spokeslier for Trump hired into the fold of journalism? Why? I mean, she's got to work, but she doesn't have to work for NBC. I could understand if they were One America News Network hiring Ronna McDaniel, but how does NBC in good conscience hire Ronna McDaniel?
Well, and how does anybody take Ronna McDaniel seriously as any sort of contributor? I mean, what? She, I mean,
no
are
one
you
going
to hold her to the lies? Are you going to hold her to the lies? Whatever she says now as a paid contributor to NBC, are you going to contrast it with some of the lies she's told in the past? Is that your job? Is it too much of, oh, we got to get both sides of them. We got to get, you know, people that tell the truth, and then we got people that lie their ass off. I mean, that's not journalism to me, man. It's all about the truth. And if you got someone out there like that, why would you possibly think this is a good idea to bring them into the fold? You can hire someone that has a different, a conservative political viewpoint that doesn't lie their asses off on a regular basis.
Well, Dom, I don't know if you've noticed, but over on MSNBC, they've got the Morning Joe, former Republican congressman. They got Nicole Wallace. She was the, comms director of the McCain campaign. And who are the other two? Michael Steele, the former Republican Party chairman, is a paid contributor to MSNBC. And your buddy, Charlie Sykes, a frequent contributor paid to MSNBC. You know, he's part of the right-wing party media infrastructure.
Well, and he certainly, as The Guardian noted today, very instrumental in bringing Ron Johnson to the Senate. And that is a legacy that we still have and are dealing with in the state of Wisconsin, because Charlie Sykes and the others propped that guy up. And now here's a guy who was involved very specifically in the false elector scheme to overturn the government. So thank you for that, Charlie Sykes.
Well, Charlie also built up Scott Walker from the backbench assembly loser he was into the loser governor he became, and failed presidential candidate. Still crying himself to sleep each and every night, I suspect. Wished he was Reagan. 844-967-2789. Your grievances. Better call right now, like Karina from Milwaukee did. Hey, Karina, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Karina.
Good, guys. I hope you're okay over there in the snow and stuff.
I got it's melted off. There's no snow in Madison. Completely dry sidewalks at this point.
Oh, well, it's just one reminder that winter does exist, so that's what it is. Guys, you know what I think? I think there is a requirement. If you have an IQ below 100, then you can be a Republican, because it's strange. Then let's do this. Let's go reverse and remove central conditioner out of the houses and buildings. Why wouldn't we do that, right? We don't want to have a sun energy installed in the building. Then maybe we should start just regrading in our progress.
Karina, let me give you an example of the logic you mentioned, the intelligence of the Republican Party. I believe I accurately, although paraphrase, but quote Lauren Boebert, congresswoman from Colorado. She said, well, you know, you got to admire the moon, because, you know, the sun shines all day, but it was already light out. But the moon brightens the dark. I don't think she understands the interconnection. Look for the Devil Comet out there. First time in 71 years. It's a sign of great things to come. Like right now, man.
Like right now?
You interrupted me. I never got to it. And here's the other thing. I'd like to acknowledge today, not just the fine guest, Darcy Haber, but also goodbye to Nate. Nate worked as our producer for a period of time. They were great shows. Some say the greatest radio shows ever. Only soon to be surpassed by Rich, but Nate and I are going to the bar.
Have a drink on me, Nate. Thanks, buddy.
Have a drink on Crudy. You never buy. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you on the radio Monday.